You're listening to SBS News.
In the early hours of the morning in the Californian capital, shots ring out on a street busy with revelers, keen to get out and socialise after a string of COVID-19 lockdowns. Witness Gerard Smith was caught up in the mayhem that followed.
I heard gunshots, and then after the gunshots, I heard people just start diving down the ground and falling down, and the next thing I know, someone fell in front of my truck. I was trying to get out the way, and by the time they got up, I guess I got hit. My truck got hit.
Amid the confusion, relatives of those feared dead searched desperately for answers. Pamela Harris expressed her frustration at a lack of information from the Sacramento Police Department about the fate of her son Sergio. The 38-year-old was later confirmed as killed in the shooting.
It's not fair. It's not right. I just want to know something. That's all. I just want them to just tell me something. Tell our family something so we can do what we have to do to try to move on a little bit. But right now, the way things is going, nobody's giving us no information. And I just think it's terrible. And SAC PD need to step up to the plate and give us some information. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me, oh, we're still processing. Come on, it's been over 5 hours. How long is it going to be? You know, I'm not just no spectator. I'm a parent, and I need answers, and I want them today.
The shooting occurred at about 2 a.m. near the Golden One Center, an arena where the Sacramento Kings basketball team plays and concerts take place. It happened just blocks from the state capitol building, in an area recently revitalized as an entertainment hub. 6 are confirmed dead and at least 12 injured. Several blocks were cordoned off by officers and dotted with blue and red plastic cones to mark evidence. Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester says multiple shooters were involved.
Investigators are working to identify those responsible for this horrific act. We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings. Investigators are currently interviewing numerous witnesses. We have located hundreds of pieces of evidence at the scene. And one of the items that we found was a stolen handgun. We have video from our police camera at 10th and K Street that captured portions of the shooting.
Chief Lester says 18 people in all were hit by bullets.
6 have died. They were all adults. There were 3 men and 3 women. While the official notification to the victims' families will be handled by the coroner's office, our detectives are working with the coroner to make this happen as quickly as possible. 12 others were also shot and wounded, and they are being treated at area hospitals.
Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg has called for tougher gun control laws.
This morning, our city has a broken heart. This is a senseless and unacceptable tragedy, and I emphasize the word unacceptable. Thoughts and prayers, of course, are appropriate for the victims and their families and the people who are still who are fighting for their lives now in the hospital. But thoughts and prayers are not nearly enough.
Mayor Steinberg is demanding the senseless violence on the streets be addressed.
How many unending tragedies does it take before we begin to cure the sickness in this country? Let us be honest, this is a sickness. The fact that we accept the idea that people can have ready access to assault weapons, to weapons of destruction, and can indiscriminately use them however and wherever they want, that is not just an exception. It happens far too often.
Gun violence activist Devante Clark says while security in the clubs is keeping weapons out of venues, it's a different story outside.
But the thing is, we didn't have nothing, you know, and there's a lot of guns on the street. There's too many damn guns on the street. That's a conversation that needs to be had as well. There's too many damn guns.
It's the second gun tragedy to hit Sacramento in weeks. A little more than a month ago, a man shot and killed his 3 children and a 4th person before taking his own life. Gareth Borum, SBS News.